You're listening to the Ace and TJ Show podcast on the Ace and TJ family.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love and Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Let's go.
The Ace and TJ family presents Unfiltered, Uncensored, and Uninterrupted. Well, almost.
Right here.
Let's go.
This is Share Funny from the Ace and TJ Show Plus.
Okay. Wow. Thank you very much. Welcome to Share Funny Live, the first time ever we have done it in Eastern North Carolina. Yeah. This is a different looking crowd than we've had before. How many meth labs are unattended right now? Woo, I bet a bunch.
This is nice. We're in like a hotel ballroom, and we got a standing room only crowd. This is fun. Thank y'all for coming out tonight, for hanging out with us.
Yeah, the only people standing, though, are people we brought with us. That's my wife and my little friend Jenny and her handsome husband, Michael. Jenny and Michael have to be standing because they have to run back and forth from the bar so often. It's so fun. We got all of our VIP people sitting down in front. First time y'all have ever been VIPs in your whole lives, I'm sure. Woo! Gave you a lanyard and everything.
I love those. Yeah.
One lady's already tried to push her daughter off on Riggins.
Right. Yeah, that was first thing.
Yeah, I was gonna.
Like, she came right in hot. Like, she needs to be next to Riggins right now.
Yeah, I was gonna have a whole special moment later on with that, where she betroths Lindsay to Riggins. It is Lindsay, correct? Thank you. I have a pornographic memory, so I knew that. Oh, and did y'all see Christy out there that DMs us all the time? There she is, Christy.
Oh, hey, Christy. How are you?
With the cute haircut. She's, I mean, she's on the list. Let's put it that way. She's such a big fan, she's on the watch list.
Oh, got it. Keep an eye on
No, I'm Christy. Kidding, of course. I'm kidding. I don't know who it was, but somebody is feeding Alexis's bad habit that we don't want people feeding because somebody brought her a gift.
I did not ask for it. I did not ask for it.
But you accepted it.
Well, of course. That would be rude not to.
Yeah, that's one of the things. If you didn't, so.
Was that what you were looking at? Is it an orange bag?
Yeah. Don't worry about it.
I saw a minute ago. I was like,
yeah,
oh,
don't look
God.
Over here.
I can't believe this just happened.
I don't know what to tell you guys.
So everybody else, bring all of the gifts that you brought for the rest of us up. Now's the time. Okay.
Sorry, bud.
Mm-hmm. Oh, somebody has sent in a question here. We have people fill out these little cards, so as long as we're talking to you, Alexis. The question is, hold on. Would Riggins ever want... No, that's not it. Hold on. Somebody wanted to know if Alexis, no, that's not it. Okay, here it is. No, that's not it. Something vulgar we can't say. And would Riggins ever want, no, Somebody asked if the two of you, Riggins and Alexis, would ever date. And the answer to that is no, because Riggins was white.
That's not true. That's not true, guys. Is it not? I mean, you are white. That part is true.
Oh, yeah. He's Chicago blood white.
You could say very white.
When Alexis is when she's talking about guys, instead of saying like cornball white guy or whatever, she'll go, "I dated that guy and he was boring."
Boring. Mm-hmm.
But somebody else wanted to know, with your Latin lover boyfriend you have now, when you're going to go from calling him just your friend to your boyfriend, because you're taking things slowly. So
right.
when will it get to a point when y'all have been together long enough you'll call him your boyfriend?
I don't know, y'all. That's TBD right now.
But let me ask you.
I feel like a lot of commitment.
But
like,
let me ask you a question. So you see only him.
Yeah.
He sees only you.
Yep.
You would be upset if he saw someone else.
Definitely.
And he would be upset if you saw someone else.
Oh, for sure.
So neither is allowed to see other people. Mm-mm. So how is he not your boyfriend, and how are you not his girlfriend?
He's like, why do we gotta use labels? Like, this is my friend.
Yeah. Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Would somebody shine the liberal spotlight on her right now? Why we gotta put labels on it?
Right.
I think once you've been together long enough and you're serious enough for him to put you on a diet, like he has.
Wait, I'm not on that diet yet. So relax.
How many? Wait, have y'all heard this? How many people have heard this? Show of hands. Have you heard about this diet thing? Oh, we gotta explain this.
Set up for failure.
She called in sick the other day because she says she ate something at a new restaurant that made her sick. And I didn't realize it until I looked at her social media later. What she ate was in a shot glass. But he told her it had to have been these waffle fries with Gouda sauce on them, because she doesn't do well with cheese, yet she eats cheese all the time.
Because I love it.
So he said, we're going on a healthy diet for your stomach. You don't need these stomach issues and all, which is brilliant. If any guy can get away with telling his woman she needs to lose weight, that's
Stop
the
it.
Best
that's
way
not
to
what
do
he's
it.
Saying.
He was like, I'm going to prepare all the food. We're going to do, because he's a cook. He owns a food truck and restaurant stuff and all of that. He's in the business. He's in the business of giving her the business, but he's also, you know, I had to say it. But, yeah, so he's putting her on a healthy diet, and she's already trying to figure out how she can cheat on it.
Well, it's not that I'm trying to figure out. It's just that I feel like I know myself, and I have flaws. I'm not perfect. And in case I slip up, how do I hide that? That's all. I'm not going to purposely do it. It'll be an accident.
Yeah, okay. A planned accident.
Yeah.
I feel the same way about monogamy in my marriage. I'm going to slip up. I'm just doing the best I can, man. Come on. Rest of my life. Well, rest of my life is probably not that long.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, but I think that's cool that he's doing that for you.
Yeah, it's nice. So nice.
What is that humming?
It's not, the speaker over here.
What speaker? That one?
Yeah.
Somebody texted me and said it's a speaker elsewhere. Is it that one?
Where elsewhere would it be?
Well, I don't know.
Yeah, we've only got two.
She said the one's in the ceiling.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh. Okay, Mr. Todd.
By the way, how cute is Mr. Todd, ladies? He got his hair cut today before he came here.
Of course.
He gets a haircut every day.
It's a day.
Every day, Mr. Todd gets his hair cut. Bless him. All right, so back to Alexis's new boyfriend thinking that she needs to lose weight.
Yeah.
You guys are jerks, and I'm over it.
What did we do? We didn't put her on a diet.
But this is the first time we've talked about it, that Riggins wasn't leading the whole charge about how he's just trying to put you on a diet.
I think it's crazy.
It is crazy. I agree.
What part of your body do you think he saw and was like, that's not right? Like something is not...
I think it was the puking noises. That's what did it.
Yeah. Because we said it's like he was looking at her while she was throwing up, and he was like, a back is not supposed to move like that.
I'm going to be looking good this summer, though. It's all right.
Do what?
I'm going to be looking good this summer. It's all right.
Well, not if you cheat on the whole diet.
Huh?
Not if you cheat.
Well, see, I'm going to try not to cheat. I'm going to give it 100% effort.
So he's going to do 75 hard.
Yep.
And he's going to do all of the meal prep and everything for him and for you every day.
Yep.
So he's doing all the big thing that most people try to avoid. He's doing all of that work. And Alexis is already, it's a month out, she's planning on where to hide snacks in her car so she can cheat on this diet.
She's going to do 75% hard.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm going to try 75%
yeah.
to do it 100%.
She's going to do half a day hard. She'll do about as much hard as if she took a Viagra.
Ew. Come on, dude.
Just... Not very, like, what do you get, 24 hours out of that?
Disgusting.
What, guys, what are y'all, you older guys, what do you, Ace, what do you get out of one bag?
72 hours.
72. All right. So good. All right, so we need to take a break, I guess.
Sure.
Looking at the schedule. So we got more Share Funny Live from Greenville, North Carolina. Coming up.
Is the Share Funny podcast from the Ace and TJ family. More next.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love and Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
This is the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ family. Let's go!
Welcome back to Share Funny Live from Greenville, North Carolina. We have been on the radio here for
long
31
time.
Years, it seems like,
long
that
time.
We've been on here. And we love it. We love the people here. It, well, the people in this room, and we've met some other people. there was a guy in Goldsboro we met one day that wasn't so pleasant. We were doing a charity thing, like a Breakfast with Santa deal at Uncle Yammy's Barbecue. In Goldsboro, and he came with his wife and kids to see Santa, and obviously that wasn't what he wanted to be doing on a Saturday.
Clearly not,
because you know how we've been going around introducing ourselves to all of y'all, because we're such down to earth people. He's standing in the line, and we meet the wife and the kids, and we talk to him, and I said, "Hey, I'm TJ. Nice to meet you." He goes, "Well, nice to meet you too, even though I don't know who the hell you are." If Santa Claus wouldn't have been watching, I would have dropped him right there. Right in front of his little ass kids. I would have said, look, this is what your daddy gets for being a smart ass. I'm from Louisiana. I know. I mean, at the time I had highlights in my hair and shit, but just because I had the highlights doesn't mean I can't whoop a man's ass right there at Uncle Yammy's barbecue. I'll give him that
story.
Uncle Yammy's original sauce. Bow bow right there. He's lucky Santa was watching. The other members of the show got here before I did today because, I mean, you know, some people like to rest, you know. And as soon as I got here, they started talking about some story that happened to them on the way here. But they wouldn't tell me what it was. And so that we won't be hearing that story tonight. Because if they're that excited about it, then I'm like, And I actually asked Riggins, I said, do you know the story? And he said, yeah, it's pretty funny. And then I go, oh, okay, well, I guess we can do that.
Just because Riggins said?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Riggins is the comedy barometer. Don't you think that's a fair thing?
I think that's fair. Yeah.
No, I'm kidding, of course. They said, hey, we got to tell this story, and it must be nasty because Ace is so excited about it. I can see he's so excited. He's doing 72 hard as we speak. He is nasty, though. It's like the older Ace gets, the nastier he gets.
He is so nasty, dude.
He's like Larry Flint that can walk.
For the record.
He's like, oh.
I say the least nasty things of anybody in that studio.
That's not true at all.
No, you just don't like the fact that I reference, you know, daddy or whatever.
No, it's because you like take everything and make it creepy.
Yeah,
you know,
I do not. I say fewer dirty things in that studio than far fewer than you or anybody else in that room.
No, I don't say dirty stuff.
That's definitely not true.
On the way here,
Alexis does. This between the two of y'all. Well, no, Rob.
No, Rob has turned into Rob. Rob?
But Rob only says it on Share Funny when we can cut. He doesn't say it in regular talk.
Yeah, on the way here, Ace compared him. We were talking about Kevin Costner, and Ace goes, "I hear old men can throw it down."
Yeah, like we don't need that. Commentary was unnecessary.
I was just making this. I was stating facts. Like, I looked that up in the encyclopedia.
Right.
And under T, it said, throw it down, old man, right there.
Yeah, so whenever Ace hears a story about an old man that can throw it down, it's like other, you know, white guys going, hey, there's a white cornerback in the NFL. Look at us. That's what he's like. Look at us doing man-to-man coverage out there being fast.
Very accurate.
look at me and Kevin Costner throwing it down. Me and John Dutton got them bent over a horse.
Larry Bird. So we're driving here today.
Hey, you know what? I hear that Kevin Costner can throw it down.
That's how he said it, too, I guess.
He's like, you know, them old man can throw it down. I'm like, ew, shut up, Ace.
Did he start flicking his tongue in traffic when you were saying it?
We were in the back. We couldn't see.
Yeah, thanks.
Nobody up here has seen it. Well, Riggins has seen it, but the rest of y'all have not even. I don't even do that anymore. I matured as I got older.
Yeah, let's keep that in the past.
You only do it for Riggins, is what you're saying? Yeah. I mean, is that what you just said?
Yeah. Is that what he did the day he rode his bicycle to your house? Riggins? He said, hey, Riggins. He's in his little helmet and his spandex. Look at me. Can't nobody do it like me and Kevin Costner.
Weirdo.
Okay, so what happened?
We're driving here today.
Oh, God.
Damn, and we have this rented Suburban because we had to get all this equipment here. And it's me. I'm driving. And my wife, Amanda. Raise your hand, Amanda, so everybody can see you up there. My wife, Amanda. And Rob is behind me, and Alexis is seated behind Amanda. So they're both behind each other on the passenger side of the vehicle. We're driving down the road. We're just past Raleigh, coming through traffic. And it's pretty heavy traffic, and I'm kind of boxed in. I can't go anywhere. And there's a car. Was it a
PT Cruiser.
PT Cruiser. Yeah. A white PT Cruiser that I didn't even really notice because I'm kind of focused this way. And apparently it's pulling up, slowing down, and pulling up, and slowing down. And Amanda says, like, this guy, this car's weird. Keeps pulling up and slowing down and glance over. And I think it was Alexis that yells out, he's masturbating. And I was like, What just happened? What did she say? And it turns out, apparently, because now I'm trying to drive, not hit the truck in front of me, but going like, what?
What is going on?
And there's nowhere to go. I can't speed up, slow down, get out of the way. Wait, we're just stuck here. And this guy, I know, and now I realize the car's pulling up. And then he'd get trade slowly, but pull back up, and he'd suddenly pull back up. And now they are locked in. And Amanda and Alexis are laughing hysterically. And I don't, could you see?
What was he looking at?
He was looking at us right in our eyes.
Oh, yeah, get over it.
Like, literally, making eye contact, he would not break
I saw
the
it.
Stare.
Get
and
over
I'm
yourself.
No,
he, was. He wasn't paying attention to the road at all. He was looking
to
his left.
Town, so don't even play with me like that.
So,
oh, my God.
Yeah. Y'all,
he's driving. Okay. He must be driving
He's
with
looking
a
at you and a pregnant woman.
You didn't know she was pregnant.
Yeah, and he's driving with his knee apparently because he's holding a water bottle.
Yeah, you know what the water bottle was for.
Hey, if he can do that,
that's disgusting.
Then he needs to be able to be allowed to do that.
No.
In public.
I mean, he was an old man too.
Yeah, and he's holding a water
like
bottle like this
like,
while he's driving.
Late 60s.
Yeah, he had to be like totally white beard.
He looked like Uncle Si a little bit.
That's right. Alexa made a good point. He looked kind of like Uncle Si, but only like. More really gross, but then he saw, like, I looked over and I saw him, and now we've made eye contact and I'm still stuck. I can't go. There's a car here. There's nowhere to go, and I could see him, and now we've made eye contact, and he just keeps looking at him.
He's looking.
And slowing down and speeding up, and he's driving right alongside of us on the interstate on I-40. I mean, right alongside. And then eventually he kind of faded back and we managed to pull over for a minute. Then I had to move over. As soon as I moved over, he speeds up and he's looking again. And then I don't know what happened, but everybody else in the car, because I was looking at the road, everybody else starts like, I know Rob especially is going, oh, that was it. That was his O face.
Yeah, he had an O face. Serious. I was
yeah,
like,
what?
Oh, no, I know what's happening.
He had what?
Like, you know, the face to let you know where he was at with his whole thing.
he was had finished.
Yeah.
Was he like a painting at the Biltmore, well hung?
We couldn't tell.
I don't know.
Oh, because so y'all see all that stuff, but you don't know how big he was?
No, we didn't.
Come on.
We couldn't see into his lap.
But he wouldn't.
They lied.
You would think something.
How are you not looking at his thing?
We couldn't.
As his thing.
His thing couldn't really
see. We were trying.
But
for
he,
real, we were trying to see.
If anybody was trying, it was
I was like, I was desperate to see. I was desperate to see what he was working with.
That's accurate. TJ, that is shockingly accurate of Rob in the back seat of the Suburban today.
You know, Rob's got a bad back, but it went away during that. What's he packing?
And I mean, so, but the guy's like, you could see him. He's right along. Now he's like, he's looking sideways. So pretend like the car's going this way and he's looking this way at us. And he's like, he's just like, he's got this creepy, he's like locked in stare. And these two, Alexis and Amanda, are both in the window like, look at what he's doing.
I'm like, look at you.
And somehow that's feeding this whole thing. And I'm like, quit looking. I'm yelling at him. Quit looking at him.
Yeah. And then he even waved at
He's
us.
He's telling
y'all.
The young girl.
Yeah.
He waved at us.
Yeah, he
before he pulled off the interstate, swear to God, before he pulled off the interstate, he's got his creepy little three fingers holding his water bottle, and he goes like, I saw that. I was like,
you're welcome, honey.
And that is a 100% true story. It happened today driving up here.
I don't know what y'all doing over here, but listen.
Riggins.
We don't do that in Charlotte.
Riggins, you believe that shit?
No.
No.
No, I do.
I don't. They made that up.
Yeah.
He was shaking, man.
Yeah, we have video.
Oh, yeah, we have video. That's
we
right.
We have video.
We have video.
All right, give it to Mr. Ty. We're going to get the hotel to bring a big screen in here.
All right.
We're going to let everybody see. Yeah. Uncle Si look-alike.
Yeah.
And a PT Cruiser.
Yeah.
PT Cruiser.
And if you're going to be doing that, and you better not be driving a PT Cruiser. At least have a nice car.
Hey.
If you're doing that in a PT Cruiser.
What in the world, if a guy's doing that, what would make you think he would have a nice car?
I know,
that's so weird.
Still, out of all cars.
I just realized Y'all can't see everybody, but from our vantage point, how old is the you, sir, in the Seahawks football hoodie? How old are you?
17. Oh, that's fine.
Hey, he can get in rated R movies. He's
that's
fine.
Close enough. We're good. He just looked really uncomfortable, and I was like, oh, my God. I just glanced down at my first thought was, how old is this kid? Please, God, be older than 15.
Yeah. All right. Well, we need to take a break so these liars can get a drink. We got more Share Funny coming up.
It's funny that's meant to be shared. This is the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ family.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenyx. Neogenyx is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenyx.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love & Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
Share Funny is a production of the Ace & TJ family. For more, download the Ace & TJ app in your app store. Now, more of the Share Funny podcast.
All right, welcome back to Share Funny Live in Greenville, North Carolina. Alexis just informed me that I didn't introduce everybody separately.
It's my favorite thing he does.
Okay. Do we because have to introduce everybody or just you?
Everybody.
All right. Ace, you want to do? You're better at crowd hype introductions than I am. So you're the full, like we're at a concert kind of thing.
Well, it would be too loud, but
no, it won't. No, it
just
won't.
Back away from the microphone.
Yeah. So, yeah. Thank you, Rob.
Well, he clearly hadn't thought of it.
Yeah.
Well,
tell Ace how to do an introduction while you're telling Alexis how to speak Spanish.
Right.
Somebody needs to.
Let me tell you what. On the way up here today, Rob sat right behind me, and it's like being blasted full throttle. Every time Alexis said something or Amanda said something that made Rob laugh, it was like, ha, ha, ha. It was right in the back of my head.
Yeah. This is why I put this microphone far
it was
away from
super
me.
Loud.
Because you know I'm jumpy anyway.
Yeah. Oh,
I grew up with a yelling mama, so that was like, all right, so go ahead.
So what, I don't really don't know what
to
say.
Do it really cool.
Do it!
Do it!
Do it!
Do it!
Okay. We'll just do Alexis then.
No, everybody.
What, Rick?
Yeah. How many times has a bunch of guys said that?
Don't laugh at that! Don't laugh at that! Y'all.
I'm sorry, but it was right there. You know I'm joking. You're a treasure.
Right.
Greenville, North Carolina. Make some noise if you're ready to have a good time tonight. Would you please welcome from wherever in El Salvador, make some noise for Alexis! And on the end is Rob and this is Riggins.
Where is Gina? In the lobby thing?
She was right there a minute ago. She must have just stepped outside.
Hey, from Bob
93.3,
Gina.
Gina!
And there's Austin. Say hey to Austin.
Austin's number one rated in middays, by the way. Just want to throw that out there for everybody.
Oh, he is?
Yes, number one.
Number one rated what? Oh.
disc jockey.
Oh, I think he's like number one rated T-shirt designer. Hell yeah! But Gina has been at Bob 93.3 the entire time that we've been here, and way before that. What are you like? 81, 82? No, I'm kidding. But if you listen to people on the radio and you wonder if they're nice in person or whatever, Gina is. She's super sweet. Now Austin. he's a little bit of a high maintenance diva, is what the reports that I've gotten. No, just kidding. Thank y'all very much for putting up with us and having us on your radio station. It's hard, you know, easy to put up with people who are bringing in so much damn money for you. No. I'm just being serious. Since we've been on here on Bob 93.3, we have had a friend that is a radio person who is also a promotions person and an advertising agency. He's built a business from absolutely nothing into absolutely a little bit. It's called ViaMark Advertising, and his name is Mark, and he's here with my sweet friends, Mark Story. Now, I say nice things about him because I've got something that he's not going to be happy about to tell him. Mark goes back and forth between the beach and the mountains. And when he comes through Mooresville, North Carolina, where I live, he stays with us, just to break up the drive. And we have fun. We've gotten to be like almost like brothers. And Jody's sister and her husband, Chuck, from Louisiana, came to visit the week after Christmas. And they brought their twin 11-year-olds. And my brother-in-law, Chuck, he's very nice, but he's a country fella. I mean, he talks like this, and I used to ride bulls professionally, and I'm a master plumber, and I work at the penitentiary. You know, one of those. And so I offered him a beer. I said, hey, you want a beer? He goes, no. He said, you got any bourbon? I'd like a bourbon and Diet Coke. And I said, oh, okay, well, go look in there. And so I was cooking. I said, go look in there. And I'm not a bourbon drinker, but Mark is a bourbon drinker, and he leaves good bourbon at the house for himself whenever he comes on the weekends. So I look up, and Chuck is, he's got the Diet Coke out, and he's pouring the bourbon, the whiskey, whatever it is, into the glass. Actually, it's a solo cup. And I look at it, and I go, oh, shit, that's Pappy Van Winkle.
No, not the Pappy.
He doesn't know the difference between Jack Daniels and Gordon's or what. And I said, oh, you like that stuff? He goes, I ain't never had it, but I mean, it'll do. So and if you don't know, a bottle of Pappy Van Winkle is probably, it's over $1,000 right now, isn't it? I didn't let him. I put it up after that, and I brought out some rock gut shit. So, it,
but while you were telling that story, I was watching Mark, and you said, and then he came out, and I wasn't watching what he was doing. And I saw Mark goes, I don't like where this is headed.
I would love to say I'll buy you some more, but
but you're not.
That's what you do with it, though, isn't it? You mix it with Diet Coke.
Yeah.
Yes, Lord. Okay, but he's a nice fellow.
And a red solo cup.
Yeah.
Oh my God. How you gonna do Pappy like that?
Yeah, Pappy would whip his ass.
For real.
Don't do Pappy that way.
Don't do Pappy like that.
Here's another question from a listener in the audience. What's your favorite part of doing radio? This is a question for everybody. What is your favorite part of doing radio? Riggins?
Getting to work with you, TJ.
Thank you.
Oh, what a
and I'm assuming
guy.
That's going to be everybody's answer, so we'll just move on.
That's the only right answer.
let's see. Alexis, will you have Ace and TJ give you away when you get married?
No, she will not.
Hell no.
But they know you don't have a father figure.
Right.
She doesn't.
Uh-huh. They'll be lucky if they get invited. Well, I'm just kidding.
No, we'll be lucky if we don't get it.
You'll be lucky if you get married. Let's start there.
Oh.
I mean, let's face facts. Come on now.
Yeah, I mean, and that's low, too. If Ace can get married twice.
I never thought of that. What a great point.
You can't let him do you that. You can't let Ace beat you.
Sorry, got it.
I think that would be sweet if you got like Ace to walk you halfway down the aisle, and then I could walk you the other way, or
yeah, that'd be
or
so
cute. Forth. You just have to teach me how to say her mother and I in Spanish. How would you say? Who gives this woman? And how would I say it?
Joe.
Joe.
Yeah.
Joe.
Joe means her mother and I.
Me. That's what it means.
Me. Okay.
Yeah. Richie. Joe, Richie.
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 Okay. All right. And then I have to say it loudly over the balls crashing into the pins down the end of the alley.
This is why I will not.
Oh, gosh. Sometimes I amaze myself with my wit.
You're so funny.
I know. That was pretty good.
Yup.
That was pretty good. I was reading a story earlier about a woman who was talking about this plastic surgery she had just had because she was tired of people calling her shovel face.
Wait, what?
I brought that in just for you, Regis.
God.
What?
Shovel face.
That can't ever be a compliment, can it? No matter what. You
what's
know?
Up, shovel face? Damn.
This is not cool so at all.
Did they explain why?
Yeah, she's pretty. Well, because her face is like a shovel.
Like she's been hit with one? I mean,
it's like pretty self-explanatory. She had a...
Did it cave in or...
He's like, oh my God.
That's my favorite thing all night. Rob, did they explain why? Her name is Shovel Face. What is there to explain about that?
There's a couple ways that could go.
No, there's not.
It's like when they say that the oldest living nun died the other day. Oh my God, how? She's 118 years old.
Wow.
So she just had something like the shape of her face was like a shovel. And so she got it fixed. She's beautiful. Beautiful now. It's got a happy ending.
Yeah. They won't call
it's
me
amazing
shovel.
What they can do now with modern medicine. They can take a girl whose face looks like a damn shovel and make her look beautiful, but they can't cure the common damn cold.
Holy cow. Is she hot now?
Yeah.
Is she
really? Yeah. She's what? Like, well, everybody who has those plastic surgery stories that make the national news, she looks like Kim Kardashian.
Yeah.
That's what they always go, and she looks like Kim Kardashian. They're like, she doesn't look like Kim Kardashian. She doesn't have a shovel face anymore, but she doesn't look like Kim Kardashian.
Holy crap.
You old shovel face.
But and now every one of y'all would be dying laughing if that was a story about a man having a shovel face.
Yep.
Damn. Y'all need to get out of women's lib meetings. Woman had a shovel face. That's funny.
Damn.
Well, and I say that because we've come up with some nicknames for people that are bad like that.
Well, you have.
Yeah, I was going to say, we have. Have we come up with a lot of nicknames for people?
Hey, I'm not the one that started calling that guy Dead Tooth.
Oh, shit. No,
neither am I. Neither am I.
Y'all call that guy Dead Tooth.
No, we do not. That's you.
I do because y'all started it. Y'all.
No, we just laughed politely.
Rob, you want to ask why we call the guy Dead Tooth?
No, I think I got it. You're the one who started El Funko, though, for that one dude, right?
Oh, yeah. It was a guy I used to work with at the mill, you know, before I broke into show business. And yeah, he didn't bathe very often. So at the mill, everybody called him El Funko. I don't know where they got that. Yeah, well, and yeah, he spoke mostly Spanish, so that's why the El Funko part. No offense, Alexis. Sorry.
Racist.
I'm not.
That's racist.
Turn her microphone off. What, Riggins, you hot now?
Yeah, don't. Because Dead Tooth is a real person. With real feelings, and if they find out, we call them Dead Tooth.
How they gonna know?
I don't know, but I feel like there's nothing good can come from that. And they know that tooth is dead.
It is black and rotten.
I don't want to talk
about that. But seriously, I don't mean to toot my own horn. But y'all know I come up with some clever nicknames for people.
Oh, they're great.
We worked with a guy one night. We worked with this guy one time who was a tyrant. I mean, he was a real jerk. Yeah, he's a real jerk, this guy.
Oh, God.
I don't even know if I should tell this. But
I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, you've already started.
Yeah, you can't stop mid-story.
Which guy? Yeah, you can tell. Nobody's gonna know who that is.
But he might.
He's not.
Because we made up with him.
Oh.
Yeah, we mended fences before before we parted ways. But there are a lot of people with his same last name. So we didn't work for him. We just knew him.
Yeah.
His name.
Sure, he'd find it funny now.
Yeah, he would.
Yeah, he would.
His last name was Wyatt, and people called him by his last name, and I called him Wyatt Power. Because that's what he acted like. He's like a real jerk.
I'm struggling
oh my God,
here.
Now I'm up here alone all of a sudden.
Well, I mean, come on.
I'm sweating.
Let's go to a break.
Do we need to take a break? Is
no.
it time for? Okay,
I mean,
it's not time for a break.
You can, but
not on. No, if we don't have to, okay. I won't do it.
No, you're good.
Anybody else got any politically correct, incorrect nicknames y'all call people? I went to school with a guy who had some kind of thing going on, and he had chronic dandruff. His last name was Bowen, and we called him Snow and Bowen. But that was the '80s when people weren't so
right.
You know. Ready to cancel a month, you know.
And he found it amusing, I'm sure.
Oh, he did.
Yeah, he did. I'm sure he did.
Yeah. He only had to spend 1 year in the institution to get over it. No, I didn't make this one up, but I'm just as a way that, you know, it was hard for people in the '80s. There was a guy from my hometown who had something and all of his eyelashes fell out. And everybody called him Lash. You'd never do that now, because people soft now.
Yeah, maybe. Well, that person that has the dead tooth is not soft. They just have a dead tooth.
That is awful. Well, sometimes you can't remember people's names. You gotta. We worked with this really nice guy one time. His name was Brad, and Ace couldn't remember his name. Called him Brown Shoes.
Because he only wore brown shoes. And I was like, I said, what's his name? Brown Shoes?
And he goes, so what the hell did Brown Shoes want?
Yeah.
Why is he coming up in the studio? Why is this mother coming up in here?
I don't like people coming in the studio who aren't a part of the show. Ooh. While we're on the air. I just don't like it. You have no business being in here. Don't come in here, because we got a little thing going here, and I feel safe.
Yeah.
I don't need anybody right. else coming in here.
It's an elite exclusive club.
It is. I treat it that way. I don't like people in the studio but us. I just don't.
Only the elite are allowed.
So they go out and bring in one day, all of the salespeople come in, and as they're lining up, I thought, oh, this is going to be bad, because I don't know any of these people's names. I'm not good with names. And so on the air, they asked me to go down and name everybody. And I think I was like 2 for 10. And then they gave me credit for Brown Shoes, because he was wearing brown shoes that day. But I literally had to look at him and go, Dude, I don't know, but I call you Brown Shoes because you always wear brown shoes. And I can't see your shoes today. And luckily that day he had brown shoes on. So and I think he, I was batting about 30% on that.
He didn't think that was funny at all.
Because
he called me aside after we went to the break. And he goes, man, hey, look, you know, I'm just starting out. And, I mean, I can't afford a lot of clothes. I said, hey, I know your name, Brad. Mr. Moneybags over here is the one that doesn't think that you're important enough to remember your name.
That's a true story.
He's such a jerk, dude.
I know. What? I'm sorry. I'm just like, I'm not good with names. I'm sorry. I'm just
Who's
not
a jerk? Ace? Ace? Oh, yeah. I thought you were talking about me. I was like, oh.
I'm not denying it. It's just, yeah, totally. But here's the worst one, though. The day that I said that there are no hot girls named Tina. I've never met a hot girl named Tina. They just don't exist.
Anybody named Tina in the room?
Yeah. And so a lady...
Well, they wouldn't admit it now, would they?
So a lady calls the studio, and she goes, I'll come by. My name's Tina, and I'm hot. Well, I'm like, okay, come on down. Great. So she comes in, and she walks in the studio, and she, the way the room was configured, like TJ was across from me, and the room kind of went this way. And so she comes in the door behind me, and the microphone is a little bit over my left shoulder. And as she walks in the room, TJ goes, you must be Tina. She said, yes. He goes, you're so hot. I can't, you know. I'm like, you got to be kidding me right now. So they go around the room on the air, and everybody on the air tells her she's very hot. And TJ's like, you're much hotter than I anticipated you being. I had no idea you were going to be this hot when you got here. Obviously, he's wrong. You're the hottest girl named Tina I've ever seen. And then she goes, okay, well, what about you? Who doesn't think there are any hot girls named Tina? Well, what am I going to do now? So I said, I mean, you're cute. But you're not hot. I said, but that's just one man's opinion. That's just my opinion. She said, you're not very attractive either. So I knew that. But I didn't say I was attractive. You're the one that showed up and said you were hot, and you asked me, and you're not. So, and then she got very upset, and then she left, and then TJ made everybody else turn against me, like, I can't believe you said she wasn't hot. She was so attractive.
But she came up with a clever nickname for him. She called him Acehole. I was like, I'm sorry he did that. I am really sorry. Don't hold it against all of us.
You jerk.
The whole time you're telling that story, this lady in the blue right here is looking at you like side eye, like, I know you're not about to say you didn't say she was hot. Just like that. Yeah. I know he's horrible.
I had no choice. He is. Somebody had to say it.
He's horrible. Horrible. Mm-hmm. All right, so let's take a break, and then we got more coming up on Share Funny Live from Greenville.
Share Funny from the Ace and TJ family. More next.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenyx. Neogenyx is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenyx.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love & Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
Hey, it's funny you'll share. The Ace and TJ family presents the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ Show.
So, welcome back to Share Funny Live in Greenville, North Carolina, at the beautiful Hilton Greenville. This is a nice place.
It's a great place.
It's beautiful.
Very nice. What? Did I say that wrong, Mark? Okay, all right. Mark lunging like, oh, you said some wrong shit.
A lot of people are staying here tonight. Are y'all staying here?
Yeah.
Staying
here?
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, party at the bar.
We'll meet up in the bar as soon as we're done. I got a designated driver. Let's go.
Where are you driving?
Anyway, wherever we want to go.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's Ace. Yeah. I don't mingle with the common folk. That is Ace all the way. I mean, I'm doing my part by just letting y'all look me directly in the eye while you're here. So I've taken a picture with some of you. Thanks for not getting too close. Appreciated that. All that. You're welcome. You're welcome. How many ladies have fillers and stuff in your face? You do? How many men's?
I had some Botox one time. My wife made me get Botox before our wedding. Does that
count? That's not fillers.
Okay.
No. But men are going to start getting more and more fillers done. I saw that in a story today. But they're getting done in their penis.
What?
Wait, what?
Yeah, men getting filler put in their penis.
So
what does that do exactly?
Yeah,
exactly.
It makes it bigger.
I didn't want to ask the question because I got ridiculed last time I asked the question. So.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a procedure on the rise.
I feel like you're lying.
No pun intended.
Google it, Alexis.
I feel like you're lying.
I got the story right here.
Filler in penis.
That's a good idea.
Male penis enlargement. What's that say, Ace? Get filler injected into your penis shaft.
Ew.
I wouldn't have had to use the word shaft if you hadn't questioned whether or not I'm telling the truth.
Right, for an increase in penile, and he uses the word penile length.
Yeah, penile Girth Brooks and Lake Flaccid penile length.
Yeah,
$5,000 to $10,000.
That's ugly.
What?
Yeah. So,
right.
I'm thinking if you're a guy, you want to do that, you could go to Lowe's and get some caulk. So
wait, I like watching. I don't know if you noticed, TJ, but when you mentioned $5,000 to $10,000, the number of ladies that looked at each other and started this conversation. Well, I don't know. Do you think that'd be worth it?
Yeah.
Would you let him do that?
I'm sure you could finance it.
No.
So Alexis, you find a guy, you fall in love with him, everything's perfect, and then he says, "Look, before we get really, really serious, I gotta tell you something. I get filler injected into myself." Is that a walkaway point, or are you just like, "Oh, I'm glad you do"?
Well, I'm gonna be like, "Well, let me see real quick," and then we'll decide.
Well, I mean, you can't be getting serious with a guy that you haven't already seen,
right?
I mean, if it's doing the job, whatever, it's good. It's all right.
Yeah.
It's okay. You know.
But
yeah, ladies, what is that noise?
I think I think the only problem that the ladies would have with it is how much it costs, right? That's how much did you pay for that? That's gonna be the question. So that's why me and y'all gotta be balling on a budget.
Is that something you gotta get more than once?
Huh?
Like you got to get more than one injection?
Yeah, because it dissolves into your body, doesn't it?
Oh, I don't know. Ace, what happens? How does it work?
Fill us in, Dr. TJ. I don't know.
I don't know. I'm a donor.
Oh, okay.
How would I know? I know about that.
I've got too much.
And they botch it up.
But I think that's one of those gross double standards where it's okay for women to get all this stuff, you know, injected into their faces and all that. And then if a man does it, then he's a weirdo. Yeah. Same with a man having, you know, masturbatory aids.
Wow.
Riggins.
If you...
We have... we have discussed many times that you have a delicious device. And you, was it your cleaning lady or your dog walker that found the giant bottle of lube?
The cleaning.
Industrial size.
She put it up on the sink. I was like, where did you find this? It was like the biggest one. It was like 80 ounces.
It was from some wholesale club.
Yeah, I mean, it's got a pump up.
It's got a... So it was the dog walkers. They would come into your apartment while you were at work, walk the dog.
Yeah.
And there was something that was, you said it's under my sink.
That was another one, yeah. She had to dry the dog off because it was raining. She was like, so I just went under your sink and grabbed a towel to dry him off. And then I was like, I checked the cupboard and it was like everything was in there. This poor girl, she's like 22 years old.
Freak.
She's like trying to make some money in college. Like a row of these things. God, it was awful. But yeah, the cleaning lady was, she found the lube.
She didn't know what to do with it, so she just left it.
Oh, she like put it on the sink. I said, holy cow, what am I doing with my life?
Did she leave a note on it or anything?
No, thank God. That's so embarrassing.
And then, of course, you never got her to come clean again.
That was one and done.
One time, Riggins had a crush on a girl that was cutting his hair. And at Christmas, he gave her such a huge tip that he couldn't go back to her anymore because he couldn't keep tipping her like that.
100% tip.
No, it was over 100% tip.
Yeah, it was over. It was like, oh yeah, it was way over 100%. But so, she like didn't follow me back on Instagram. I was like, oh shit, I can't go back. Damn. I was like, I thought I had all things. We had like a good rapport and I tip her like a ton. And she don't even follow me back on Instagram. Like,
thanks. See you next time.
Yeah, so I couldn't go back to her. Oh, she's so cute too. I was like, I think we had a real connection.
She's like,
you're not. I'm like, no. No.
So his hair was terrible. It's all down his eyes and shit. Stuck to his head. Like that episode of Seinfeld where they had to change out their shower heads. It didn't have any pressure and everybody's hair was just flat. That's what Riggins was looking like. He said, I got to find somebody else to cut my hair.
Didn't you eventually start cutting it yourself just because you didn't want to deal with it?
Yeah, I mean, it was bad.
Then he made it awkward for himself.
Yeah, I did. I don't know what I'm doing. So I have to buy all that lube.
Oh God.
Okay. So anyway, there's a double standard.
Yeah,
that's what I was saying. If somebody found a size bottle of lube at a woman's apartment, she'd get a hero's welcome when she got home.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yep.
The bottle's so big, I had to put like pour it into a smaller bottle. It was like, have this out. It's like a lava lamp. It's like, it's enormous. I'm like, that's going to take
like
me forever to use.
Those body conditioner bottles.
Yeah, it looked like a Tresemme bottle. Yeah. I got to pour this into a smaller bottle for like daily.
What a bunch of freaks.
I'm sorry. I'm done.
Yeah, you guys are a bunch of
disgusting. It had a kickstart on it. It had a kickstart on it. It looked like one of those old, if you ever driven through West Texas, it's like those old oil rigs. Gotta pump it out of there.
Yeah.
All right. Look, y'all have been so great. Thank you so much for coming out and sharing your Friday night with us. We appreciate it. You know, I was saying earlier, Ace, I was telling some of the people as I was acting like I was common folk and talking to them that people have been nice to us from the very beginning since we first started on the radio here. And we really appreciate it so much because it doesn't always happen that way. As my wife says, people don't know how to take you. But thank goodness enough of y'all have known how to take us that you've, you know, given us the support that the radio station will want to keep us on for all these years. And thank you very much for taking the time to come tonight, especially you VIPs. You're all so beautiful. You're so beautiful. I can't wait to get finished here so I can smell everybody's hair. I've been looking at all y'all all night going, I can't wait to get out there and start sniffing. Do you want to say anything, Ace?
Have you had a good time tonight? Did you have fun? Yeah. That's all that matters. We just wanted to make sure you have a great time tonight. We appreciate you very much because that means next time we can charge you for being here. I mean, I'm going to make some cash next time. Sorry.
We got need gas money.
We need some.
So, good luck with the rest of y'all on your ride home. That you get to see another masturbatory session on the road. And the reason that I wasn't in the vehicle with him is because I don't associate with the underlings when we're not at work.
There you go.
So I missed that whole show.
Well, wait.
I was in my plane didn't land until about 4:30, and the airport's, you know, the private airport's kind of far from here. So,
well, to add to it, Alexis had taken a gummy at some point.
Why you gotta put my business out there like that?
I didn't know that was a secret. You talk about it all the time.
Yay. And she'll always go, it was Delta 8. It's legal.
It was Delta 8.
Swear to God. TJ, they had that conversation. That Alexis is going, telling Rob, it was Delta 8.
It was
legal.
Delta 8.
Like, it's fine. But Alexis is laughing at everything for absolutely no reason. Like, no reason. And then next thing I know, I hadn't heard her for a minute, and I glance over my shoulder, and this is Alexis, face against the glass.
Yup.
And she slept for about 90 minutes. She was out.
But she did say she was going to take a nap, because she said, if you see anybody doing that again, wake me up.
Wait, and I won't even tell you what she said she was hoping to see.
No. That's true. You can't say that.
Yeah.
I bet I know.
Yeah.
She didn't want to see Uncle Si. She wanted to see somebody else.
Stop.
Mm-hmm.
It was entertaining.
Okay. So, Alexis is basically saying, if you see another D, let me know.
No. That's not
She like a bird watcher.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Thank y'all so much.
Greenville, North Carolina. It's Bob 93.3.
Let's go to the bar.
The Share Funny Podcast is a production of the Ace and TJ family. To get more Ace and TJ 24/7, download the Ace and TJ app. Just search for Ace and TJ in your app store. All Share Funny material, copyright ATJ Incorporated 2021.
The Ace and TJ studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
The Love & Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love & Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
It's your chance to win with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Win incredible prizes like concert tickets, gift cards, merch, and so much more. Start earning points with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. All on the Ace and TJ Family app, available in your app store or at acetj.com/app.
Ace and TJ are well known for their charities. First, it was the Grin Kids, where they took terminally ill children and their families for a once-in-a-lifetime trip to Disney World. Now, it's Peyton's Promise, giving assistance fast to people who are in dire need, including the most recent first quarter of the rest of your life giveaway, where they gave away $10,000 to someone who needed it. None of which would be possible without great sponsors like the Temple Team at Keller Williams, the Johnson Group, Bradham Brothers, CompuCom, and Table & Twine. To find out more about Peyton's Promise, just go to peytonspromise.org.
All guests of the Ace and TJ Show stay at the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms, incredible dining options. Book your room by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp Therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you. And if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love & Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.